The nation's airlines say they'll be ready to inspect all checked baggage for explosives by Friday's deadline. Last session, Congress passed airport security regulations that required every bag to be screened for explosives by January 18th. Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta is scheduled to announce tomorrow how the airlines will meet Friday's deadline. The problem is there aren't enough bomb detection machines, dogs, or people to do it. But the law allows the government to use bag matching as an alternative to screening. The practice matches each bag that's loaded onto an airplane with a passenger on that flight. Experts say while it doesn't screen every bag for explosives, it will at least deter non-suicidal terrorists. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
MIT professor Arnold Barnett is an expert on bag matching and a leading proponent. He says bag matching is imperative now that terrorists might be searching for new tactics after September 11th.
You might think an intelligent terrorist realizes it's not so easy anymore to get into the cockpit, and it may not be so easy to get away with homicidal acts in the view of other passengers, which means it could be the baggage compartment, where personal heroism is irrelevant, that might be especially tempting to those who wish to do us harm.
Bag matching seeks to deter the terrorist who would hide explosives in a suitcase and then check it onto a plane without actually boarding that flight. Critics say it does nothing to address the inherent reason for dramatic security changes in the first place. David Fuscus is an airline business consultant. His clients, the airlines, don't appear to be impressed with bag matching as a security solution.
It's based on the premise that someone who wants to blow up a plane will not kill themselves. Of course, after September 11th, we know that's ridiculous, that there were 19 people on that day who were willing to kill themselves. We just had this terrorist with his shoe bomb going over the Atlantic, another person willing to kill themselves.
The airlines rejected the idea of bag matching in the past, saying it would cause huge travel delays. Because a plane can't leave the gate if agents find a bag whose computerized tag doesn't match a passenger's ticket. But that proposal would have affected every leg of every flight. The Bush administration's plan, developed with airline support, will affect originating flights only, not connecting legs. This is worrisome to some safety experts because the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 in 1988 was loaded onto the plane when it made a stop in London and picked up new cargo. Daryl Jenkins, who directs the Aviation Institute at George Washington University, seems less worried. He says if it's safe enough to put the bag on the plane initially, it's safe for the rest of the trip. Jenkins is standing by the baggage carousel at Washington Dulles Airport, where a flight from Ethiopia has just arrived.
Come Friday, when you go onto the airplane, you run your ticket through a scanner, and that gives the gate agent a list of everybody who's on the plane. Now, if there is anybody on that plane who's supposed to be there and is not there, that sends up a flag.
Then, he says, the gate agent can check to see if there's a lone bag that doesn't have a passenger to go with it. But the new security plan will not rely on bag matching alone. Baggage screening will still be conducted for passengers who are flagged by the airline's computer systems. Government and airline officials say the number of passengers now selected by the computer profiling system has increased dramatically since September 11th. Their bags will be searched, either by humans, bomb-sniffing dogs, or explosive detection machines where they're available.
Right around there, and just put the bag you're checking on the belt and continue around to me and I'll have your...
Washington Dulles is one of 50 airports out of 429 that have the machines. Very few of them have been manufactured. And at the current rate of production, the government will not meet the ultimate deadline under the law, which is to have explosive detection machines screening all bags by the end of this year. Daryl Jenkins says screening shouldn't be the focus anyway. He says bag matching and screening together are good stopgap measures, but not long-term solutions.
As a combination strategy, it's important, and it will stop certain types of terrorists. But they're not the terrorists that we should be most concerned with right now. The terrorist that we're most concerned with is the guy out there who has not yet acted and is right now coming up with a strategy which is completely different than the one that's been tried in the past. And that's the guy who worries me most.
Jenkins calls it the changing face of terrorism, and he says baggage screening is too dull an instrument for the dedicated terrorist. The answer, he says, is interrogation. Jenkins says the government should teach airport security screeners how to question and observe passengers and detect terrorism. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Washington.